Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Pel Yoitz, discussing brachos, the topic of brachos, in Shin 134, where the Pel Yoitz turns attention to the importance of receiving brachos from one's parents. How much more so, yesh lo'odim lis'ameitz u'lishtadil mo'oid. A person should try with all his might and energy, l'kabil birchos ovi v'imoy, to go and get brachos from his father and mother. And even if he's not right there, lives next door, and he lives a little of a distance, he should not be lazy to go Friday night and by day and a yontif. He should go there, lenashik yedeim, says to kiss their hands, different customs in different places, ulekabel berchosam, and to receive the brachas of their parents. Now, what is so special about the bracha of a parent? So he explains, shilmavad shabracha hikrayu liskayim, besides for the fact that the bracha is close to coming to fruition. Al shei mevorchim lisim milev uminefesh belev sholem. Because a parent gives a bracha to a child, to their child, with complete heart and focus. Milev uminefesh sholem. Kirachim of Albanim, like a father has mercy on his son. That's number one. The potential for the bracha to come to fruition is so much greater when if a person says, can I have a bracha? Is that a bracha? Yeah, it's a bracha. But it's a different type of bracha. When a father is thinking about, this is my child, and I want the most success to come from my child. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yoyer Hashem panav elecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yosin lecha shalom. Don't worry about lowering the volume on the recorder. I'll stop screaming. Kerachim of albanim. Oid bo. Another furthermore. Ki lemitzvah techoshev. It's also a mitzvah ki b'rav ve'im al yoyisim b'chabir aviv imoy. Because he's honoring his father and mother. Now listen to this very powerful and scary medrash. And he tells us what brings the schus for Esav and his descendants. Esav and his descendants. And if you tell me, well, what's going on is with Yishmael and his descendants, I will tell you that they intermarried. Okay? So Esav and Yishmael are Yishmael and Esav. As Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal elaborates in his Sefer, which is not for now. What brings them the bracha, shekol hatoyiv v'hamulach, sheyesh lezera Esav, who al shehichshiv birchus aviv, because he was machshiv, he valued the bracha of his father. Esav valued the bracha of his father. So we see not just receiving a bracha, but to appreciate the value of what a bracha is. It also enables, enhances the power that the bracha accomplishes. The Medrash tells us, it's like, you know when you go into those hospitals, there's a revolving door? The Medrash says, the same millisecond that Yaakov Avinu left Yitzchak's tent, Esav walked in. And Esav says, Dad, I got your food for you. It's ready to eat. And Yitzchak says, excuse me? Who is this? Yitzchak's getting a little confused. Weren't you just here a minute ago, a second ago? I just said goodbye. I just gave you a bracha. Esav says, you gave me a bracha? Oh my goodness. Esav realized what happened. That Yaakov, my younger brother, he says, he did it again. And he let out a scream. And I'm not going to scream, so don't worry about the volume. And he let out a scream. A bitter scream. But Omri, he said, Barcheni gam oni ovi. He said, my father, bless me also. You only have one bracha, he said to his father Yitzchak. Give me a bracha also. The Pel Yoitz is telling us in the Medrash that the schus, I know it's hard to understand, we're not going to elaborate on this midrash now, that's not our purpose and topic now, but the schus the merits that Esau's descendants have to this day, and you go look around, don't look around, but what's going on in the world right now, that they're coming out on all the pockets of the world, and they're showing their colors. And you know when they did this also? I'm telling you, learn Megillas Esther. You know when they did this? They did this when Haman said, we're going to kill the Jewish people. And they all took out their flags, and they put out their swastikas, and they put out their green and yellow and whatever colors they wanted to put out. And they stuck it in their houses, and they raised the banners. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nahafoichu, turned it all around. Turned it all around. We saw exactly where these Rishon were hiding because they publicized who they were and where they are. That's exactly what's going on in the world today. What do we have to do? We have to do tshuva. Here, he's telling us, value the bracha of a father. Value the bracha of a mother. Because when they give a bracha, it's belev v'nefesh. It's complete bracha. And also tells us that Esav, everything he has, his descendants, is because he valued the bracha of his father Yitzchak. I just saw a story right before I came here. It was just Rav Meir Shapiro, his yahrzeit. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it's today even, I don't even know. And he heard that there was a bacher who just came to this yeshiva in Chachmi Lublin who wasn't feeling well. He was sick. So he saw, wasn't there a davening? He asked where the bacher is. He went, he said, he's in bed. He's not feeling well. He goes in to his dorm room to go visit him. And he comes in and he sees the bacher is trembling. Mom is shaking. He doesn't know what's going on. And he said to him, what's the matter? Are you okay? So the bacher just came to the yeshiva and he said, in the previous yeshiva I was in, the only time the yeshiva came to visit is when the bacher died, when he was deathly ill. And that was it. I thought you were coming to tell me, that's it. My life is over. And he responded that a father comes to check on his son before he gets the situation. Being deathly ill. And you are like a son to me. And that's why I came to check on him right away. This is Rav Meir Shapiro. His Talmidim were like his children.